Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Deanna and Derek joining us, our special guest, a legendary musician who is one of the most sampled songwriters of all time. We welcome Roy Ayers, vibraphonist, songwriter, producer, to our show. Roy, this journey of yours has been a long one. You were born in 1940. You just had a birthday in September.
Uh-huh.
You have the most grueling tour schedule. I looked at your tour dates and I was like, how? How do you continue this grind?
Most of my musicians, all of my musicians are younger than I am. And they're like soldiers. They endure and they deal with the pressures of I've done it for years, so I'm used to it. And the musicians they handle it just like it's an old hat. You know, they do a very good job.
I had an opportunity to catch your performance at the Willingboro Jazz Festival last year in Jersey.
Right.
And the audience went crazy when you hit the stage.
Oh, thank you. I love those people. They just, I love the public everywhere. Everywhere I go, people are just wonderful.
You're beloved. Now, Roy, you are one of the most sampled artists in the history of music. To what do you attribute?
Well, you know, they told me that I have more sampled hits than anyone. I don't have more samples than James Brown, but I have more sampled hits than anyone in the business. And I just attribute to the fact that I just kind of deal with the true things. I deal with searching, and I deal with Everybody Loves the Sunshine, and I deal with things that people every day live. We Live in Brooklyn, Baby. I mean, just all the great songs that I've done over the years, I think that adds to my popularity.
Absolutely. And are you amazed each time you hear a cover of your songs or a sample?
Well, it always makes me feel good. Mary J. Blige did Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Yes.
She's probably one of the biggest acts to do my song, to sample it. And it really has done very, very well over the years. That song, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, is really a big hit for me. It's the most sampled song that I've had. And it makes me feel good when artists do it and they do it their way. Mary called it My Life on her album, and it's really a wonderful contribution as far as I'm concerned.
You listen to Mary J. Blige?
I like her.
What other artists do you like? Who are you listening to these days?
I like Alicia Keys. I like her writing. I like the way that she writes. She writes different. She composes different. She does songs that make you listen. You say, wow, that's different than anybody's music today. And I like her music.
Over the years,
I like her. She's a great, great artist.
Oh, yeah.
I have met with her, and I perform with her, and I've had a great time with her.
You've been called the godfather of neo-soul.
Right.
How did you receive that particular assignment title?
I was in the studio with Erykah Badu, and she said, you know, you're the godfather of neo-soul. And I said, what is neo? I never heard that before. I said, what is neo soul? She said, neo soul is your style of music. And I sample your music, and so does the Roots samples your music and samples your sound. They love your sound. And Jill Scott samples your sound. A lot of people from Philadelphia, you know.
Mm.
And it made me really feel good. So I like the title Neo Soul. It's different because Neo Soul is a combination of many different elements or forms of music that I incorporate into my music. So it's a good thing.
It is, just like this battle, which continues after this, as well as our conversation with Roy Ayers. We're Old School 100.3.